Hey, girl. What's up with you?
Wait a minute. Is this the right number?
It's, the Loser Line.
Come on. Just call me back.
If you haven't heard the Loser Line before, it works like this. Let's say a guy approaches you while you're out at the club and uses this charming pickup line on you. Hey, what's up, babe? You know, you smell like trash. And it's making me want to take you out. Step number one. Do not roll your eyes and walk away. Step two, tell him that his pickup line was Soup's original. Yeah. Then give him the Loser Line phone number so hopefully he leaves an awkward voicemail that we can play on the air. Voicemails like this one.
Next message.
Hey, how you doing? Mr. Fantastic from your bachelorette party, excuse me. I normally don't do this, but... seeing as how we seem to have a connection, I wanted to see if we could get together before your big day and see if we can take this a little bit further. Why don't you give me a call? Number is 3873, and maybe I can do a little dance for you, or maybe you can dance for me. But that sounds pretty good. So anyway, give me a call back when you get this.
Hi. Next message.
Mr. Fantastic.
He sounds like
yes, he does.
As a person who's been to a lot of bachelorette parties and seen a lot of these strippers afterwards, all the girls talk about is like, oh my God, can you believe how gross he was?
Yeah. That's the reason that he got the Loser Line phone number.
Absolutely.
Here's another message from the Loser Line.
Next message.
Hey, I don't know if I just called you. I might have just butt dialed you. But I don't know if I did. So just. If you get any messages from me that sound weird, like me talking to somebody else, like, just delete it. I don't know if I butt dialed you or not, but... All right, just give me a call back, you know, so we can hang out.
Next message.
You know, if you hear me, like, talking to my girlfriend or whatever,
exactly.
Just ignore that and delete that message. Remember, if you want the Loser Line phone number, just text the word loser to 78592. We'll give you that phone number that you can give out to people that you would rather not have hitting on you so they can call us instead of you and leave us voicemails like this one.
Next message.
Hey, this we met at the party last night. We were talking and drinking, and we said we were actually going to, you know, go hang out and watch a movie or something. But I got to tell you, I have horrible gaydar. So just give me a call back, and maybe we can do something. All right? Bye.
Next message.
Okay.
I don't get what he was trying to do there.
Maybe he's not sure if they're
gay, they're on his team.
Yeah.
And maybe the answer is yes, because he got the Loser Line. So right. Yeah, I wasn't interested.
They're not interested in him at all. That guy's gaydar is very off. Here's another message.
Next message.
Hey, it's me. I'm calling because, you know, I showed up at yoga this morning, and you said you were going to be there. And you weren't, and when I checked in, they said they didn't even know you. They said that you weren't a member, so, but maybe we can hook up sometime. Maybe. Call me back. Thanks.
Those are my favorite messages that we get on the Loser Line is when people actually make plans with somebody.
Yeah.
We get a lot of those where people call and they're like, I'm just hanging out outside of the Sizzler. You said meet here tomorrow morning. I've been waiting for 5 hours.
It's weird they're not even open.
Yeah.
I'm here.
You know, he's a sad guy that wouldn't go into class because he was just still waiting for maybe she'd walk through the door.
Yeah,
maybe.
Just maybe. With his mat and yoga pants. Like,
just standing there asking, hey, is Jennifer? We don't know a Jennifer.
Can you check the system again?
Yeah.
Here's another message from the Loser Line.
Next message.
Hi, Chris. This is Tony. I know I met you the other night out at the club, and we were talking about maybe going out and doing something, and man, I noticed you have some really, really beautiful hair, and I know this might sound kind of strange, but in the past, I used to braid my sister's hair, you know, when I was younger, and I'd really like to come over to your house one night and, you know, maybe get a bottle of wine and just kind of relax and get some snacks and braid your hair. I mean, that would be a great first date for me. I don't know about you, but I think you'd be surprised of, you know, how good of a job I do and kind of make it look, you know, sexy and can do it in different ways, and after that, who knows, you might even get turned on and you might be able to braid my hair. But I'm just kind of turned on sitting around here thinking about you and would really like to get together because I'd really, really like to braid your hair.
Next message.
He sounded creepy at the beginning, but then that last part just sounded aggressive.
Oh,
Yeah,
I'd really like to braid your hair. Yeah.
And then cut it off and save it in my collection so I can stroke it every night.
The fact that his hair's long enough to braid creeps me
out. Lots of braiding going on.
Hey, a French braid. It can do wonders for anybody.
Found a new way to date. Just get together and braid each other's hair.
Yeah.
Gross.
All right, your phone tap is coming up right after this. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning.